Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah, you know, he gets the fact that his offensive line is not going to be great. He understands that, you know, he don't have the playmakers on the outside, so he's getting the ball out fast. And for us, it's boring. We hate it. And then when you see Shador come in there, Shador actually is trying to push the ball down the field. And, you know, it's one of those things that since we haven't seen it, we love it. Like, yes, finally something different. In all actuality, he lost a lot of yards and got sacked on it. But the one positive thing that I took away from Shador, and the one reason why I'm excited to see him play again, is because he showed that there is no stage that's too big for him. I mean, in that moment, that to come in that game and try to execute a two-minute drive and to get as close as he did, I mean, he's an overthrow away, or he's a bad defensive back away from actually tying that game up and, like, causing a bunch of pandemonium. So I think that's what I like. I love the confidence. I love to see what would he look like with a full week. You know, obviously the big talking point after the game was, that was the first time I ever threw to these guys. You got guys saying, that's the first time I ever heard his cadence. You know, so it's like, yeah, he hasn't had an opportunity to do a full week and all those things. And, you know, there are so many examples of guys coming in the game without first-team reps. Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, you know, those guys also didn't get first-team reps. And when they came in there, they was able to light it up. I mean, obviously, those guys are all first-round talents. You know, so maybe you see why he slipped a little bit in the draft when it comes to a pure talent standpoint, because all those other guys had the same thing that Shador face, but yet they had a better outing in their first performance. So again, there's just some growing pains. There's things he's got to learn. Obviously, you can't hold the ball for that long. You can't, you know, retreat and take sacks and things like that. But again, I'm eager to see another full week of preparation to see what changed, if there is a difference.
All right, Tyvus, let me throw this one at you, because Jeff's been noting something that you said yesterday in the postgame show about backup quarterbacks don't get reps in practice. And while I think that is the norm and it makes sense, and as just if you look at the AFC alone, just look at the AFC North, every quarterback in the AFC North has some kind of experience other than maybe Riley Leonard with the Colts, okay? Every one of them in the AFC. So, like, if I had a backup quarterback and I was concerned about, you know, whether they're ready or not, I would be okay if I had a veteran to be able to walk in the field. That's why I'm just, I got to be honest, I'm kind of floored that when they decided they wanted to go with two rookie quarterbacks to be their active quarterbacks on the roster on game day, that they didn't get the number two guy who was always one play away any snaps with the first team. Like, I couldn't, his eyes were just like, in the press conference yesterday, Shador was so excited to be able to just step on the field with Jerry Jeudy for the first time. Like, to me, I understand. Again, I get it. Backup quarterbacks don't get reps. But then again, most teams don't have two rookie quarterbacks that they rely on every Sunday and one guy who's a snap away.
I just think that the significance of it is is the fact that it wouldn't be that much of a story if both guys wasn't rookies.
Correct. You know what I'm saying? Correct. Like, yep.
I think that's the part that everybody's failing to remember. It's like Dylan ain't got that much experience either. So, and during the week, I'm trying to make sure this guy get every look. It's not like this guy's been in the league for 5 years and he's seen multiple defenses. He has seen different looks. He done went up against different game plans and all those things. It's his first time seeing it as well. So if he's the starter, I have to make sure that he physically takes that rep because it's important. So I get it. I get the whole frustrating part.
How hard is it to crave out 5% of the practice for him, for the backup? I don't care what his last name is.
I mean, listen, NFL practice, it goes like this. There's probably four team periods, right?
Okay.
It's a bunch of scout team periods. You got team run, team pass, and then a competition period. That's pretty much how it goes, right? So you working on whatever. Out of those, the offense is getting probably 10 plays on each a period, and then the defense is getting 10 plays a period. So, like, you just don't have – it's just not enough time. So that's why they created the hungry dogs that Shador was talking about, because it's – you don't play in the game, but this is my way of getting you, quote-unquote, game reps. It's not live, but this is as close as we're going to get you to a game. And I can actually have time to focus on you. You know, I can't do it over the course of the practice, but I can do it over this little, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, maybe whatever it is.
Right. And we heard Kevin say he had a good, during the week, he had talked about the fact that he took advantage of the time that he got this week.
Yeah.
He said that this week.
That is what it comes down to. Like, I can only get like 15 to 20 minutes to like work with you, and specifically you, because I'm trying to catch you up too. I'm trying to get you going just in case. But like, when it comes to the physical one reps, it's a rookie. If this was somebody else, maybe it could be different. But because of the fact that it's two rookies, you have to give whoever's in the game the one reps, and he needs all of them, not just some. He can't just watch them. He physically has to take the rep.
How's that sit with you, Andy?
It sits to me like a team that, you know, to understanding letting a rookie do that, that's fine. But you have to have a veteran on the roster to be able to do that and have a backup.
His name's Bailey Zappe.
Yeah, but he wasn't active yesterday. And if you're not going to make him active, he can't even be your emergency quarterback. So when you decide to turn in that lineup and you put two rookies in that lineup, you better make sure that number two guy, and I don't care what his last name is, who's one snap away, has some sort of continuity. I'm not asking for a ton of it. I'm just saying, man, it shouldn't be quarterback walking out there and taking his first snap from the starting center. That's insane. And I don't care if it's only 10 plays or not. When you made the decision to go with two rookie quarterbacks, you have to change the way you think. And I think they put him in a horrible position. I think they put both these guys in a horrible position. And I don't understand why there's no veteran, or why they didn't hang on to the veterans, at least one of them. Like, to me, it's just mind-blowing. That's all.
Bailey Zappe.
Okay, so make him active. You got to pull him off the practice squad to do
guess
it.
Guess what? Guess what? If Dylan don't clear concussion protocol, guess what he going to be this week?
He's going to be your – is he going to be your backup or your starter?
Oh, the backup.
He said yesterday.
Could you imagine Bailey Zappe started this
I
week?
Had this conversation with somebody in the press conference yesterday.
First of all, he already said that if Dylan wasn't going, Shador would be the starter, so we could nip that in the bud. But could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
It would be a mob outside of
It's a good
Korea
thing the game's
right
on the road,
now.
Right?
That was the case.
It's a good thing the game's on the road. They may not need a demolition crew for the stadium. The fans might take care of that.
How well is Myles Garrett playing, Tyvus?
That's unbelievable, Jeff. It really is, man. This might be – I don't know how often a guy wins DPOY on a bad team, but he's definitely going to do it this year. Like, it's hard to look around the league and find somebody that's playing the position – playing football is better than him on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to the point where, like – if you see some of the stuff, did you see where he did to the they right tackle where he just threw him to the ground and just made the sack?
Yes.
Like, it's to the point where I'm almost ready to say him and Aaron Donald might be the same.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Like he is that disruptive to me, like that he can do stuff like that and just physically gifted, and obviously just the acceleration and speed and all of those things. Like, he is a true dominant player, and I don't see how he don't win DPOY this year.
I agree with you. He's backed up everything you said, and I give him credit for that, and has been nothing but a good teammate on top of it. And so I feel bad for the defense, because they're doing their job and the offense just isn't getting it done. You said something, I mentioned it to you again yesterday, because I said, if you're on the defense, what do? And you said it a couple weeks ago. Well, then you get the ball back and you score. And when Miles was asked yesterday, what more could you do? He said, I could get the ball. He's right. But realistically, can they do a whole lot more on defense?
Realistically, yes. Now, okay. Yeah, obviously, they got the touchdown yesterday, and that helped them out. But, you know, Carson Schwestinger also had a pick. He didn't take it to the house. That could have been. Who's to say that wouldn't have been the game tire right there? It could have been a dagger. You know, you think about Myles Garrett. The sacks is good. Strip sacks is better. I mean, that's another one. So there's always more you can do, and it's not fair. It's really not fair at all to say that, because you look at this defense and everybody's playing as hard as they can. But the fact of the matter is, you're chasing perfection, and perfection is doing the extra thing. Getting a sack is cool. Getting a strip sack is better. Getting a pick is nice. It changes the game. It's one of the single best plays you can make as a defender. But getting a pick six is 10 times better. You know what I'm saying? So it's a unfair challenge that the defense has put on themselves, but they have the players to do it.
Tyvus, thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Tyvus.
I'll talk with y'all next Sunday. Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs.
There it is. Go Bearcats. Tyvus Powell joining us on the Fan Hotline. 4 sacks for Myles Garrett. Gets all over Lamar Jackson. Myles, 15 career games now, 16 against Baltimore, has 15 career sacks and 16 tackles for loss.
What's weird is the Ravens were a team he couldn't get 2 sacks against before yesterday.
Change that one.
Yeah, he is on fire. I'll tell you the one thing I really liked about him. It wasn't even a sack. It's what he said about Shador after the game. Just about Doesn't matter what he's doing. Doesn't matter who cares. He's not, you know, whatting and complaining and moaning. Sorry, that was the other part of it. And moaning.
Word that started with a B.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be cool with the kids. You know, some of them are in school.
You're
some
down
are,
with
some,
the kids.
Some are at lunch. I don't want to be that.
I think
adult
if somebody was down with the kids, I think AB.
I don't know if that's. Maybe. The bigger point was the way he kind of. It wasn't that he stuck up for him. He was like, look, he's on the offense. It's not my worry. It's not
he
my
said
concern.
The same thing about the special teams trouble. I give him credit for that.
Yeah.
On all that stuff.
But he did compliment him on the fact that. He wasn't complaining about the fact of the situation that he was in prior to yesterday.
Well, I've always thought this. You can complain about the situation or you can change it.
Well, Lloyd was right and he was redshirted this year, there wasn't going to be a whole lot he was going to change.
The only chance he had to do that was training camp.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen, obviously. Anthony is in Stowe. Anthony, welcome.
Oh, Anthony, are you recording the call? Oh,
I am. I want to send it to my buddies afterwards.
You okay. Know? Well, nice. You can always get it on the Odyssey app, too. You can see it.
923thefan.com.
That's right.
Use the rewind function.
Fellas, look, to the gentleman who said that Shedeur Sanders' passer rating was 13%, right? What would it be if Gage Larvidane catches a ball that 85% of NFL wide receivers make?
That was a pretty good defensive play.
Gage Larvidane wouldn't start for Walsh High School.
No, wait. You know what? That's not true. Yeah, he's going to play at Miami next year.
Okay.
Pick another school. Walsh is a bad one. They're playing really good.
Sometimes, a simple play, a simple catch, something that you need to happen so small can change the trajectory of a season or an entire franchise. I am so sick and tired of hearing that these quarterbacks we have are horrible. They may be, but how do we know when we're throwing to, at best, third and fourth string wide receivers on any other team in the NFL? When Eli Manning won his first Super Bowl and got MVP, he wouldn't have had it, an MVP or a Super Bowl, if David Tyree doesn't come up with one of the most amazing catches I've ever seen, right? Sometimes even the best quarterbacks need a little help. We're trotting out rookies, a rookie who didn't get any first-team reps, who's never thrown to one of the wide receivers we have, and we're saying he's no good either.
We're not saying that.
Guys, come on. About 50-50 calls today I've listened to are saying Shador's no good either. Dylan Gabriel.
I don't know. No, I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm going to disagree. That's all right.
This is what I'm going to tell you. All right. What I saw out of Shedeur. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know if this guy is the answer or not, but I saw a guy that had some decent pocket presence when he wasn't getting chased the minute he snapped the ball. I saw a guy that could see over the line. And I saw a guy that made a hell of a throw in the last minute or so of the game that, had it been caught, would have tied the game against the Baltimore Ravens. Okay?
Agree.
Anthony, if you watched the first half, you also saw Dylan Gabriel make some pretty sweet throws.
I agree, but I'm going to tell you something. And you made this argument a little earlier, somebody on the show said that Gabriel, you know, had he been in, he'd have won the game or something. He was playing well.
But that was one of the callers.
It was a caller.
All right, the points that we scored came on our defense yesterday. Right?
Six points came courtesy of the offense.
And I did see Dylan Gabriel make a couple of good throws. But I don't know, even though he was 4-for-whatever and 13%, I felt like he was more capable of moving the offense when it needed to move. I felt like his throws were sharper, more on the money. I felt like he was more confident and not as nervous back there, which is amazing considering it's the first time he's ever been on the field or thrown to Jerry Jeudy.
Anthony, thank you.
Hey, call Marty Tobin, the kid who's got like 8 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks for Walsh, and you tell him that what you said about Walsh. Come on now. That kid is stud.
If we want to just
300 yards of all-purpose yards.
If we want to just look at some numbers here, okay, and I'm going to throw these out just so that we have the information, and I'll preface it with, and Shedeur was playing for the first time and didn't have the first-team reps or whatever. But, and I'm going to say this mainly as a defense for Dylan Gabriel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I guess. In the first half, the Browns had 123 yards in total offense. Not great. They had 64 yards of total offense in the second half. Passing was 61 first half, 20 in the second. And passing yards, the sack totals, you know, factor into that. Rushing, 62 yards first half, 44 in the second. Six first downs in the first compared to four in the second. And the only turnover was in the second half. It was the Shador interception. I say that just almost to give Dylan Gabriel a pat on the back. I thought he looked better yesterday. Now, do I look at him and I think, yep, here's our guy? No, I don't. I don't do that. And I don't look at Shador and think that either. I did say earlier in the show, right now to me, just the very – I thought he played poorly. The very limited sample size of Shador, Andy, he looked intriguing. He looks more intriguing than Dylan.
Sure.
But I'm really curious to see what happens if they turn Dylan loose. Is what we've been seeing what we would get? Because he didn't play that way in college. And Shador played yesterday like he played in college. It was more of a, uh-oh, that's not working. Let me see what I can come up with. And, you know, he almost threw a game-tying touchdown pass.
He did. But you go back to third and five, the play right before where it was, I mean, just a little more touch on that ball, and that's a touchdown. That a guy with experience probably had a touchdown on the third and five because he was open on the second-to-last play, too. I mean, and the great part was the way he rolled out of the pocket, and then it was right there. I mean, we're all like, oh.
You mean the one to Bond?
Yeah.
He just sailed that ball. That was a bad throw.
You're right. It was a bad throw, and that's what I'm just saying. With a little more experience, I think he makes that pass. I mean, he did a fantastic job of rolling out. He was trying to lead him down the field. You could see it with his arm. And then all of a sudden, you know, he was what? It was just a bad pass. It was, I mean, because he was open. There was complete separation. In fact, Larvidean was also open on that play, too. both receivers were possible to get to. From this, then again, you say that from watching it on TV or you see it from the press box.
Yeah.
And I just went back and watched the replay of it. So it's a lot easier up there than it is on the field, I'll say that.
Let me throw a couple of thoughts at everybody, though. Mm-hmm. Another thing. Yesterday was not a good day to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-mm-mm.
Justin Herbert, who I think is a terrific young quarterback. I like him a lot for the Chargers. He was 10 of 18 for 81 yards, and they put up 6 points against Jacksonville. And the Chargers went into the game with a record of 7-3. You know, they're a pretty good team. Did anybody watch the Sunday night game last night? Oh, my God, did Jared Goff look awful. Jared was terrible against an Eagle defense that was giving him pressure like absolute crazy all game long. And, I mean, he has playmakers. He has Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. He didn't have Sam Laporta. That really seemed to hurt him last night. But, man, they were terrible.
What'd you think of the play calling?
Yesterday?
Yeah, for the Lions in that game.
I thought Dan Campbell was over-the-top aggressive.
Yeah.
Over-the-top.
Hmm.
Jared Goff was 14 of 37 and made some just bad throws. Wasn't like they were incomplete. They were bad throws. And that was just rough. Dan and I were talking when you had to step out during one of the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a rapid fire tomorrow.
Okay.
Dan Campbell went for it on fourth down like absolute crazy. In situations where he put up some points here. Nope, you're not going to do it? Okay. And, you know, they lost a close game. And some of the aggressiveness that the play callers are showing and the head coaches, because the head coaches decide to go for it on fourth down, it's over the top. Put up points. Put points on the board. That I'll forever not understand that. There are times to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Not when you're on your own 30.
I think you also have to have a feel for the
game.
That's
where you punt. And if you're on the other 30 and you're in a close game, put up the 3 points. If you don't get them, you don't get them. But put points on the board. Do not understand.
Seems to help teams win, those point things. Oh, by the way, how many points did the Browns have yesterday?
6 put up by the offense. 16 total.
Not, Jake
not
20?
Jake is in Menor. Hello, Jake.
Not 20.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
okay.
Man.
So I just wanted to call in and directly refute that last caller about Gage Larvinen. 85% of receivers in the league are making a catch where the defender's got his arm between your body and the ball.
It was
his arm back to the. That was great defense. I don't
it was great defense. I tried to tell him that too. He didn't want to listen.
Honestly, I agree, Andy, and I would just refute that. I don't think everybody gets their hands on that ball. I think Gage did a great job to even catch it for as long as he did.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be on the field more personally. I think he's got size. He's got good hands when he can catch. I mean, when he's open, but
he's a little guy. He doesn't have the size.
I would personally rather see Gage out there than Bond, if you're asking me. I think Larvinen's got more promise than Bond. Bond might have speed, but to me, guys, he just looks lost out there. He was open yesterday on that play that you mentioned.
Third and five. He was open on third and five, too, both those guys.
But that was winging it. You know, Bond's pattern didn't get him open. And then when Shadur spun out and was, you know, looking for somebody to throw to, you could see him direct Isaiah to cut the other way.
Shadur did a nice job.
And he had some space.
He did do a really nice job getting out of the pocket on that.
On the previous one, he got sacked.
On the third and five, yeah. He took some bad sacks.
Jake, thank you. You know what we should do?
What do you want to do?
Hang on.
Are we clapping for someone?
Josh Naylor.
Oh, I heard.
Josh Naylor. The Guardians, for whatever reason... Maybe this is the ultimate reason why I traded him.
Mm-hmm.
We like Slade Ciccone, but I'm sorry, I want that first baseman who can hit about 30 bombs and drive in somewhere around 100. And Josh got traded by Arizona to the Seattle Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
And Seattle, congratulations, first major signing in free agency this offseason.
Yep.
5-year contract for Josh Naylor to stay in Seattle.
Good job.
I forever wonder why they didn't keep him. Maybe trade him at the trade deadline. If you really thought you had
something
to trade him.
Something went sideways.
It sure seems that way, Andy, doesn't it?
Something went sideways.
I mean, Josh is 28.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got, let's be conservative, 7 years ahead of him, 5 years ahead of him. At the very least,
269, 270 career hitter, right?
It's funny. One of the stats that I thought was one of the coolest stats about Josh, the analytics show that he was in the bottom 3 percentile in speed in Major League Baseball. Bottom 3%, and was 30 of 32 in stolen base attempts this year.
That's a great stat.
Isn't that a great stat?
That'll get you a 5-year deal.
That was really good. He hit well. He did a great job. I wish he were here because, by God, that's exactly what our team needs this offseason.
Yes. Yes, it is. Can you give me a hitter, please?
Thank you for the major contribution to that discussion.
I mean, but you know what? That is a major contribution when it comes to the Guardians. Can you get somebody? Hey, any chance you can hit more than 230? Really? I mean, 230, is that?
You've moved to the top of the Guardian pledge class.
That's right. Oh, man. Ooh, you're over 200? 10-year deal, baby. 10-year deal. We have confidence in you that you can get on 2 out of every 10 times.
The Guardians season can be summed up by one comment from John Smoltz.
Oh, I remember.
I don't think I've ever seen that many batting averages that start with a 1.
Feels like the newscast where then somebody throws to the weather guy who's standing in 3 feet of snow and they go, how's the weather?
And the snowplow goes by and knocks him over. Yeah.
Wait, is that before they fry the egg on the tar or before they froze the t-shirt?
Oh, Dano, you did it. You went there.
My personal favorite will always be the person who is covered in snow standing outside holding the microphone and they go, how's the weather? And they're like, horrible. What do you want here? I think your eyes give you the answer.
Here's my favorite one.
Back to you, Ron.
Let me give you my favorite one. Ready for this one, Jeff?
We're going
ready
from Josh Naylor to weather guys.
That's all right. It's better than that. The invention
anything besides Browns quarterback, baby.
The invention of the car that has a live camera in it while it's driving through roads.
Look,
that are
we're
being
on a dry road.
And the reporter in the car saying, stay off the roads. Stay off the roads. You do not want to be driving in this. Why are you?
Having lived in...
Like, hello, because that is like one of the dumbest... Someone thought this was a great idea. Hey, let's stick a live camera in a car and drive in really bad weather and tell people don't drive. Beautiful.
To back that up, having lived for 5 years in hurricane country.
Oh, that's another good one. I know where you're going with
evacuate.
This.
Everybody out. Everybody out. Stay away from the Gulf. Meanwhile, the reporters are doing live shots at the Gulf and can't stand up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's great.
Everybody get inside. The 2-foot storm is coming.
You leave. The Weather Channel is here because we can make it through a hurricane.
You should not be driving in the snowstorm that's about to hit. Back to you, Rick.
I'm currently inside the bathtub in my hotel room where they told us to leave, but we've got you covered.
No, get your out of there and just go. Get out of there. Like, common sense, man. Common sense. Hey, look at me. There's an ice patch on
Terry,
the road coming up.
Terry's in Cleveland. Get me out of this, Terry.
Hey, T.
Jeff, Andy, Terry. I don't even know where to start. But I'm going to start, first of all, I'm going to say first and gold at the 6.
God, that was painful, Terry.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
When they got the ball down there, I went on Facebook and posted, who think they're going to score a touchdown? And you know how many people said it was 95% that was like, no way. You that predictable on offense that the fans know? See, this my whole point is this. It don't matter if it's Shadur, Watson, or Gabriel Flacco. Look, the Browns' offensive line is declining. Its pass blocking is horrible. So, do they lead the league as allowed sacks? I know they got to be at the top.
I don't believe so, actually.
I think when you said that Dylan was 7-for-10 and he showed you gave him a pat on the back. But what about how many games have he started?
Yesterday was 6, I think. Was it 6
and
or 5?
I think it was 6.
It's like you should be 7-for-10 or 5-for-8 or something by now. I just think that when Shadur. What Kevin Stefanski did yesterday was strictly for him to fail. I know it was because he didn't have no choice to put him in there, but not giving him no reps, not even thinking of him as somebody who can help this team, and that's what I get from
him. But Terry, you heard what – and it would have been nice, I'll readily admit, it would have been really nice had he had some first-team reps. You heard what Tyvus said, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I mean, look, Tyvus has an NFL pension. Tyvus played in the league. Tyvus has been with a lot of teams. He has seen a lot of teams practice, and he flat out told you, the backups don't get the reps. Now, is that right or wrong? In our situation, maybe it's exacerbated because they're both rookies, but that's just the way it goes, Terry.
But what about preventive maintenance? Like, well, how do you put the element, the possibility of your quarterback getting injured? That never factors into none of your thinking as a team.
Yeah, no, but you got to figure probably he's not, and that way you want to get the starter as possibly ready as you can because you want to win the game. That's why. Look, I can see both arguments to it, but we think, trying to win football games.
StatMuse says Broncos are the team that have surrendered the most sacks. 49. Can you believe the Broncos are the team that
they've won, nine in a row?
Yeah, they're on fire. Falcons second. Steelers.
Beat the Chiefs.
33. Browns 32. Tied with the Seahawks. Lions 31. So,
okay.
Although the Broncos have played an extra game compared to everybody else. So.
Andre's in East Cleveland. Andre, welcome to the show.
Andre? Hey.
Well, a few things. Hear me out. In my opinion, that Lavernin play, it was pass interference. I was thought the cornerback never once turned his head.
So I thought the same thing. I'm with you on that, Andre. I thought if Lavernin would have just taken a step forward, it clearly would have been. He needed to take a step forward, yeah.
Okay, now, it's obvious that Jeff don't like Sanders. It's obvious.
Jeff, do you like Sanders?
Let me explain why.
No, I don't have anything against him. I'm hoping he or Gabriel become really good.
But that's what you say, Jeff, but you don't mean that. then look, and also,
Andre, you're done. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, you can finish his thought, man.
All I can do is sit here and say, what have I said all along?
You
don't
have another point after that.
What have I said all along?
You should have closed with that.
What have I said all along? I hope one of them succeeds and is really good.
I think maybe listeners, like, you always can give both sides of the story. Then I'm going to stick up for you and kind of not stick up for you at the same time. And sometimes you may irritate people by telling them the truth. I think that's probably what really the...
What did I say earlier in the show? I was asked which guy I thought...
Yeah.
And I said who?
Sanders.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said I thought Sanders, Sanders looked more intriguing.
I could, like, as a listener, you could irritate me too if you were saying things that I didn't want to hear. How's that sound? As your partner on the show, sometimes you say things that I don't want to hear and I get irritated. And then I've got to go look up every backup quarterback.
We can make up and say stuff we don't believe, but that doesn't do anybody any
good. Yeah, I just think it's not. I understand why listeners might think that, but don't take it personal. That's all.
Well, I'm not, Andy.
No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to them.
Beep, beep, beep. There's Andy backing up the bus over me, Dan.
I actually defended you there, whether you would believe it or not. And it wasn't backhanded either.
Right. Dana's got something.
Football Reference sacks allowed. Number one is the Tennessee Titans with 41.
Oh, is this wrong?
Yes.
How could this be wrong?
It's wrong.
I said stat. Well, it's StatMuse.
It's StatMuse.
How could StatMuse?
StatMuse has nice graphics and bad info.
Can't trust StatMuse. Tennessee Titans 41. Second is the Los Angeles Chargers with 37. Patriots with 36. Jets with 36. Arizona Cardinals 34.
What's it say the Broncos have?
Broncos. Hang on, I got to scroll. The Browns have 29 sacks on the season. That's the offense being sacked,
allowed.
By the way.
Yeah.
Sacks allowed, I should say. Right.
So this is sacks surrendered. What's the difference?
I have the Broncos only surrendering 13 sacks on the season.
Okay, this is going really
given up 49.
It's going real well, fellas.
What have AI is not coming through for us? Maybe it's not as good as we all thought it was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.